zal spreken. Halleluja. Vorige maand kwam Pastor hier op de Lord's Supper Day en hij is begonnen met een studie voor water baptism, de doop. En ik heb ook een zondag een bijbelstudie continued. En onze lieve elder heeft vorige week ook jullie onderwezen. En mijn vraag aan jullie is, wie van jullie wil gedoopt worden? Kan iemand zijn hand opsteken? Lisa, God bless you. God bless you. Jezus zei, voor iedereen die verloren is en weer terugkomt, wie een deel uitmaakt van het Koninkrijk van God in de hemel zal blijdschap zijn en een feest gevierd worden voor ieder die tot zijn gemeenschap gaat horen. En zo heeft God ook mij gekozen om een redder over jullie te zijn. En als ik zie dat alleen maar één iemand zijn hand opsteekt, dan ben ik gelukkig voor haar. Maar ik ben ongelukkig voor al die anderen die niet hun hand hebben opgestoken. Ik ben precies in jullie schoenen geweest. I want to preach in English, so if everybody is okay with it, because I can express myself better in English. Is that okay? Okay, good. I was in your shoes. I was young. And my mother and my father took me always to church. There was no Sunday school in my church. So from my youth, from 3 years old, I sit next to my father, listening to the word of God. And I didn't have an iPhone. I didn't have anything to play with. I just had my Roll of King sweet. The paper mint. I had it. So I counted them and said, okay, every 10 minutes I can take one. By the end, I'm finished with this roll. And for me, I was sitting there, and I know I tell you this, it was extremely boring to me. I was bored there. My mind was not there in the church. And I could not hear what they said. I hear what they say. I hear the stories about Jesus. I hear the stories about Joseph. I hear the stories about Abraham. I hear all these things, but I didn't hear it. I couldn't understand it. My mind was thinking, this is boring. What am I doing here? And I thought, in the discotheque there is action. That is nice. If I drink a beer, then I feel much better. My mind was not here in the church. It was not there. But it was in the world. And although I have ears to hear, I was deaf. I could not hear. And though my eyes could see everything that was going on in the church, I was blind to see. And my heart was stone, me heart. The only thing I was thinking, when I'm old enough, I will go from this church and I will never return there. That was really my thoughts. And I was 16 years and I went out of house. I lived on myself or with girlfriends or what. I did never come back to the church. And it is, I realized that it is because I was blind and deaf and stony like a stone. So that is the reason why I could not come. And I lived many years, full of sin. And I don't want you to live like that. I don't want you to go there where I went. It is not a good place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So by God's grace, He caused me to let my eyes fall on this woman.
Amen.
Yes, by God's grace. He let me fall head over heels for this wonderful lady. And by her gentle push, she brought me to the church. And there God prepared something for me. He prepared a messenger. That is you and me. That is you. messengers are angels. The word angel means messenger of God. You have angels of the devil, you have angels of God.
Yeah.
That means you are a messenger. So if you bring the word of God to somebody, you are a messenger of God. And these angels there, they touched my heart.
Yes.
And that stony heart was broken into pieces. It was broken. I died there. And my ears were open to hear. First time in my life. I was sitting always in church. I listened always. But for the first time in my whole life, I listened. And I heard about grace and redemption. I hear about the blood of Jesus who took away all my sins. I was stunned. And my mind understood it. That it was He, Jesus Christ, who died for me. You understand? So may God give you that.
Amen.
May God break your stony heart in pieces. May God open your ears. We see, open our eyes to see Jesus. Open your eyes to understand. Understanding. That is it. And so, may God be with you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, you are the God, and you, we know that you are with us. Lord, you are here. And you are the God who is grace. And Lord, you are the one who turns people. I pray for everybody here, Lord. I pray that you will turn them. If there's anybody here who does not understand your grace, your glory, I pray, Lord, that you will command your light to shine in their hearts.
Amen.
So that they may see your glory, your grace, your love in the face of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that if anybody cannot see,
Jesus,
I pray that you open their eyes. Oh Lord, I pray that if anybody is here whose heart is in the world, who does not want to be here, I pray, Lord, that you will shake their foundations,
amen,
that you will break it, and that you will bring them back to you. Lord, don't let them go in the ways that I went. I pray, Lord, have mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mijn preek is kort. Ik zal het kort houden voor jullie, anders wordt het saai, hè? Het is entitled You Shall Be a Blessing.
Amen.
You Shall Be a Blessing. And it's taken from Genesis 12:2b. So Genesis 12:2b. Genesis 12:2b. And this was the promise of God to Abraham. It is the promise of God to Abraham. So we are the lineage of Abraham. Do you know that? That you are a child of Abraham? I remember you that you have two ways to be a child. Yeah? You can be literal the child. If my wife and me conceives a child, then the child is mine. Yeah, but in God's eyes it is different. For God, a child is somebody who does the things that the Father does. Yeah? There were people coming to Jesus and says, outside, your father and your brethren are here. And they were talking about his real mother and his real brethren. And he says, let me be clear. Whosoever do the will of the Father, he is my father. Okay, he is my mother. He is my brother. You understand? So the one who does the will of God is the Son of God. And if you don't do the will of God, you are not his son. Amen.
Amen.
So we are in the lineage of Abraham. So if God says this to Abraham and we are his offspring, then this is what is also for you. So listen carefully. Amen.
Amen.
But let us read from Genesis 12, 2, the whole verse.
Genesis 12, vers 2. Ik zal u tot een groot volk maken.
u zegenen en uw naam groot maken. En u zult tot een zegen zijn. Amen.
And you shall be a blessing. So tell yourself, I will be a blessing.
I will be a blessing.
Yes, you are, because God promised you. So God promised, I will be a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So before we go and see how we can be a blessing unto the people, we will see first another thing. And that is in Romans 8, verse 28 and 29. So let us go there. Romans 8, 28 and 29.
Romeinen 8, vers 28 tot 29. En wij weten dat voor hen die God lief hebben, alle dingen meewerken ten goede voor hen. Namelijk die overeenkomstig zijn, voornemen geroepen zijn. Want hen die hij van tevoren gekend heeft, heeft hij er ook van tevoren toebestemd. Om aan het beeld van zijn zoon gelijkvormig te zijn. Opdat hij de eerstgeborene zou zijn onder vele broeders. Amen.
Amen. I read English. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is a wonderful word, Paul wrote, that God has a plan before you were even born, ordained for you. A plan. I know that God gives me this message because my wife was praying the same thing today. Before while you were a sinner, Christ died for you. We love Jesus, but he first loved you. He had a plan for you. He brought his light to you. He brought his message to you. And that shows that he loves us. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because yes, he first loves us. So he has a plan for us. And what is it? Paul wrote it very clear. That we will be like his Son. That will be like his Son. Like the image, like the example of his Son. And I tell you this, there is no greater blessing on this earth ever been found than Jesus Christ. If you talk about blessing, all the blessings that you can think of are in one name. In one name only, and that is Jesus. So if God has ordained you to be like his Son, he says you will be a blessing among brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants you to be like his Son. That is what he wants. That is what he has ordained for you. That is what he likes you to do, not to go into the world, but to be a son of him. And Paul wrote a fantastic word, and that is to be a firstborn. To be a firstborn. And I was listening to a teacher that teaches the Greek language in America. And he started talking about the firstborn in the Bible. Because in God's eyes, the firstborn is very special. For a father, the firstborn is a very special son. Look at Isaac. He had Esau and Jacob. Esau, he loved so much. He had a plan for him. He wanted to give him the blessing. For him, that firstborn was special. And this man was talking 3 hours, and it went for four. It was over before I knew. It was so unbelievable how deep this message is about the firstborn. We can preach about it for years, I believe. For years. So so much, is it? But I want to show you some things. The firstborn is also called in the Bible the first fruits. The first fruits. So let us read Hebrews 12, verse 23, so that we also know what it means. Hebrews 12, 23.
Hebrews 12, verse 23. Tot de feestelijke vergadering en de gemeente van de eerstgeborenen, die in de hemelen opgeschreven staan, zijn. En tot God, de rechter over allen. En tot de geesten van de rechtvaardigen, die tot volmaaktheid zijn gekomen.
Amen. We are the church of the firstborns. So in God's eyes, you are his firstborn son. When God brought the people from Egypt out of the Israelites out of Egypt, he said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him that he has to give to loosen my son Jacob. He says, my son Jacob. In Jacob were all the families of Israel. So Jacob is the name for Israel. God changed the name of Jacob to Israel. So he says, let my Israel go. That is what you have to tell Pharaoh. Even my firstborn. He said, this Jacob is my firstborn. My firstborn. So let us read another thing before we continue. James 1:18. James 1:18.
Jacobus 1:18. Overeenkomstig zijn wil heeft hij ons gevaard. Door het woord van de waarheid, opdat wij in zeker opzicht eerstelingen van zijn schepselen zouden zijn. Amen.
These are the same words Peter wrote, James wrote here. Exactly the same words that Paul wrote. He says, on his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation. Of that we should be the fruits of Jesus Christ. So these people, they were in Egypt, and the firstborns, they were special in the eyes of the Lord, and he redeemed the firstborns of Israel. What did he do? What was the last plague that God did before they went out? Does everybody know? God did the plague of the firstborns or not? Every firstborn beast of the field, every firstborn child was killed in the land of Egypt. It was the greatest plague. There was crying all over the land. It was unbearable, so much crying. But how did he redeem the firstborns of the people of Israel? How? With what? Does everybody know? They killed the lamb. They killed the lamb and they put the blood on the doorposts. Yeah. And that blood redeemed them. Made them the people of God. So Christ died for us, and he is the lamb before the foundation of the world, slain before the foundation of the world. That's what God says. And this lamb of God, his blood has redeemed you. And now you are the firstborn of God. We are a church of firstborns of God. We are his people. And this blood really was very special for God. He says, these people are mine. They are mine. These people are mine. So tell yourself, I am of God. I am the possession of God. Yes. You are the possession of God. God has redeemed you. His precious blood has rinsed you from all iniquity. And now you are his. You are his child. And he said to the Israelites, okay, take all these firstborns and make them priests. And it was a trouble because from all the people, there were many 12 tribes of Israel. And they said, yeah, there's too much, and I have to bring my son, and he has to be with his son of another tribe, and so he chose one tribe instead, to be instead of the firstborn. You know who that was? What tribe of Israel was that? The Levites. And the Levites were the priests, but that was not God's intention. God said, the firstborns are my priests. The firstborns are my priests. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for God, it is special that God chooses his people to be firstborn, and that is not always according to what we think. Joseph had two sons. One was called Ephraim. Is he, I think, Ephraim. One was Ephraim, that was the second born. And Manasseh, he was the firstborn. And Jacob was old, and he started blessing. So Joseph rushed his children, and he put Manasseh on the right side, before the right hand of Jacob, so that he will bless him, because he was the firstborn. Joseph said, this is my firstborn, so he has to inherit. But God chose somebody else. He chose Ephraim. And God let Jacob do this. And he says, Papa, don't do that. You are wrong. This is my firstborn. He says, I know. But God has chosen otherwise. He will be also a blessing. But Ephraim, he will be a blessing. And Ephraim, the name means, Ephraim, you know that? It means fruitful. You will be fruitful. That is what the name means. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God chose a people. And also he has chosen you out of his love. Out of his love, he has chosen you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us read and understand a little bit about the firstborns of Israel. In Numbers 3, verse 12 and 13.
Ik neem de Levieten uit het midden van Israël. In plaats van elke eerstgeborene onder de Israëlieten, die de baarmoeder opent. De Levieten zullen mij toebehoren, want alle eerstgeborenen behoren mij toe. Op de dag dat ik alle eerstgeborenen in het land Egypte trof, heb ik alle eerstgeborenen in Israël, van de mensen tot het vee, voor mijzelf geheiligd. Zij behoren mij toe. Ik ben de Heer. Amen.
Yes, he says, among the children of Israel, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of the firstborns. Instead of the firstborns. So God did that to make not too much confusion. But it was the firstborns who were supposed to be the priests. And Vanessa was taking a Bible verse, and God has made us kings and priests. Only the Levites in the Old Testament can be priests. No one could even come close to the tabernacle. No one could come. He will die immediately. So only the Levites could serve the Lord. And so also only we, in our prayers, in our bodies, we are also sacrificing ourselves a living sacrifice. Like Romans 12 verse 1 says, give your life as a living sacrifice. Only the priest of God can give sacrifice to God. So you are a priest and a king to God. The firstborn in his eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, and it was very serious. God made it so serious that even every Israelite who has a firstborn son has to pay back God, because it was his. So he had to go to the temple, do an offering in silver or gold to redeem his son. Yes? And that was to give the Levites more strength and to keep them. So the Levites Another thing about the Levites is that God said, especially about them, you shall not inherit anything among the land of Israel. You have no inheritance. You have no inheritance in this earth because you are mine. And so also God tells you in many places, you are not thinking of the things of the world. Don't build your treasures here, but put your heart and treasures in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is it. You have no possession here, but our minds and our hearts are upon heaven. And there is our treasures. And there is our possession. So our faith says we have hope for the things that will come. Hope for the things that we will see. For one day my own eyes will see the Lord. And I will hear His voice. And I will sing praises unto Him. In heavens, for there is my land. I'm just on a journey here. I'm just here for a short while. 40, 70 years I have to go. And then I am to my Father, to God, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So our mind should be not there. So God gives also instruction that the Levite should not possess anything in the land because they are His. So let us also read 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 22. 18 to 22. 1 Peter 1. I will read the English. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, he is talking about the tradition that every firstborn has to be bought with silver and gold in the temple. So this is what he is talking about. From your vain conversation, receiving by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest that these last times for you. He was manifested for you. He was shown for you. Who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead, and give Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Petrus 1, 18, vers 22. In de wetenschap dat u niet met vergankelijke dingen, zilver of goud, vrijgekocht bent van uw zinloze levenswandel, die u door de vaderen overgeleverd is, maar met het kostbaar bloed van Christus, als een smetteloos en onbevlekt lam. Hij is wel van tevoren gekend, voor de grondlegging van de wereld, maar in de late tijden geopenbaard, omwille van u. Door hem gelooft u in God, die hem opgewekt heeft uit de doden, hem heerlijkheid gegeven heeft, zodat uw geloof en hoop op God gericht zijn. Nu u dan uw zielen gereinigd hebt in de gehoorzaamheid aan de waarheid, door de geest, tot ongeveinsde broederliefde, heb elkaar dan vurig lief uit de reinhart. Amen.
Amen. So people, he says, purify your souls in believing the truth. Purify, and may God the Holy Spirit help you to purify your souls. God has given a new spirit in you, the Holy Spirit. And this spirit is in enmity against the lust of your flesh. There are two people in you. It's you and the Holy Spirit. And God says, purify your souls. Get rid of all the envy, hatred, striving, all these things. But love one another. God wants you to be a blessing for your brethren. He wants you to be a blessing. He says, you will be a blessing. You will be a blessing. And how is that? To be conformed to the image of Christ. And Christ, remember, he was a servant. You can imagine that God himself, God, went on his knees, took a towel, and washed the feet of his disciples. Can you imagine? God came as servant in this world. And so he wants you to love your brethren with a full heart. And that's what you can only do if you become like Jesus Christ. So he wants you, he has a purpose for you, that you will be like him. That wherever you go, you bring the name of Jesus Christ. Emmanuel said such a nice thing last Friday. He says, if you walk among and you bring Christ, the word of Christ, he is there. And he is a blessing. He is a blessing. So put in your heart the works and the word of God. Think of him all the time. Think, what shall Jesus do? How can I be a good servant? How can I do exactly what Jesus did so that you will be a blessing? God wants you to be a blessing. And you shall be a blessing if you do that. So, we always want everything quick. That is the last thing I want to say. Everything quick. Everything quick. We want, if we go to church, we want to feel it. We want to have, but faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is something that will come in the past. You are sure. You are sure that you will see Jesus. You are sure. But you don't see him now. You are sure you have an inheritance of God, because Jesus, I said, I will go to my Father and I will make mansions for you. And I will come back and I gather you. You are sure you have an inheritance in heaven forever and ever, but you cannot see it yet. And God is like that. He wants you to believe. That is why he loved Abraham so much, because he says, go, I will show you a land. And Abraham says, okay, I will. I will go. God says, be baptized. I said, okay, I will be baptized. Faith. Just believe on him. Do what he says. That's all what he wants from you. And Job said, he was so in trouble, itching, he lost everything. He says, I know for sure that these eyes I have, I will see my Lord one day. I'm sure. No one can convince me otherwise. I'm sure he has faith in God, although he was in trouble so much. And God says, after 70 years in Babylon, 70 years, people, then I will visit you. He wrote in Jeremiah. And then I will show you my heart. And my heart is full of love and full of kindness. So God doesn't come just like that when you want it. God comes when he wants. The only thing you have to do is have faith. And he will keep you in this world full of faith and love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is a God that doesn't be pushed. You cannot push him. Joseph. He became king of Egypt, a mighty man, I think the mightiest man even in the whole Bible, yeah, among the Israelites. He became king, but he was 2 full years in prison. God didn't make him in prison and the next day, that doesn't mean that he didn't pray. That doesn't mean that Jeremiah did not pray for the people of Israel when they were captured into Babylon. That doesn't mean it, but God will come, surely. And Joseph said, don't bury my bones here. Because God has a promise and I know it will come to pass. So bring my bones. Bring my bones. Don't bury them here. I'll bring my bones and bury them when you are in Israel. His faith, he didn't see it, but he knew it was true. It is a promise of God, and promises are always kept by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are a blessing.
Amen.
Be a child of God.
Amen.
Do what he says. Be an example. Get rid of all your envy, strife, and troubles. Get rid of it. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you feel anger in your heart, and says, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I will be happy when you are downcast. Put on music. Glorify the Lord. Make melody unto God, and he will raise you.
Amen.
God will keep you in faith. You are his child, you are his firstborn. You know how special you are in the eyes of the Lord. You are so special. But don't sit there, don't do nothing. Do what he asks. Make him happy in what you do. Make him happy. He's your God. He's your King. He's your everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.